This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Zoom around the world.
Mr. Speaker, let's pivot a little bit. President Obama has announced a couple of initiatives, some as recently as today, that are going to end up costing the American people quite a bit of money. Some of them are their environmental initiatives, the EPA rules and regulations, some of the offshore drilling bans that he's put on, permanent bans on offshore drilling. Tell us how an incoming President Donald Trump should handle all these initiatives with 30 days left in President Obama's term. How do you handle dismantling some of those?
Well, I think you issue executive orders repealing them. You issue orders to your cabinet officers to not enforce them. You tell the Interior Department Secretary, pay no attention to that. The Congress has an ability to go back in an act that we passed when I was Speaker, and they can review anything that was done in the last 60 days of an outgoing administration, and they can repeal it. So I think you'll see a cooperative effort between Senator McConnell and Speaker Ryan and President Trump and Vice President Pence to go through those sort of things. Obama is sort of paying off every left-wing ally he has. And then when we roll back, they'll have good campaign fodder for 2018. But I think the country understands you're not going to create jobs by doing the kind of job-killing regulations and job-killing government involvement that Barack Obama stands for.
Yeah, according to the American Action Forum, some of these new initiatives could cost $5.1 billion and more than 350,000 paperwork burden hours alone. Again, this is with 30 days left before he leaves the White House. What is the plan here? What, is he trying to cement some sort of legacy, an environmental legacy?
Yeah, I think he's trying to do two things at once. He's trying to say to all of his left-wing allies, look, I'm really you. Look at all the good things I'm doing. And he is setting up a whole series of fights where the Republicans repeal these things, and that gives them a whole new argument politically with their left. It's very clear the Democrats learned nothing from the election. And not just the defeat of Clinton, but the fact that there are now more Republican state legislators than any time in the history of the Republican Party since 1854. The fact that there are 35 Republican governors, that there are 25 states in which the legislature and the governor are Republican. The fact that we've kept the Senate, we've kept the House. None of that seems to be sinking in. And what you're getting is an increasingly strident left-wing party whose primary battle cry is anti-Trump. And that's the road to being a minority for a long time.
Now what? It's really sadly, Scott, we the people. I mean, here it is. The people have spoken resoundingly and said, we want Trump to be our president. We want the policies that he talked about, that he took to the everyman across this country. And we said, look, we want that. We've had 8 years of bad news. And upon his exit, President Obama is doing everything antithetical to that. Which is quite ironic, because this is the very same president that said, elections have consequences. And again, I warn Democrats, and I want to encourage them that they need to get over this. They need to get over themselves and think about what they can do to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Because look at what, it's not like President Trump's going to hit the ground running. He's got to go back and unwind some of this minutia and some of these problems that have been created in the last 30 days, not only Trump, but Congress, like as if they have time, to clean up this mess. So, it's like we said yesterday, I find it quite ironic that the president, I'm talking about Obama here, complained about what was handed to him economically from the George Bush administration. And you could say that there were some instances that were outside of Bush's authority and realm. This was just the perfect storm of all this incompetence coming together that said, okay, now you're going to have to pay the price. But in this particular case, you've got somebody that is diabolically manipulating everything.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there for you. Liz Peek's with us right now, columnist for FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. And we're honored always to have Liz with us. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we were just having some fun here talking about today's National Regifting Day. How do you have a regifting day before you've gotten a gift? This must be regifting from last year's gifts or something. Is that what it is?
Know.
I don't know.
But the best Christmas/New Year's party I ever went to, people were asked to bring the present that they least liked wanted to give away. And I got to tell you, people went into their closets, and I guess most of them had an archive of bizarre things like music playing toilet paper rolls and
oh my gosh
it was hilarious. So I recommend that to your listeners as a truly fun thing to do.
Well, that's a great idea. Go on and bring your worst worst gift. That is so much fun.
I mean a friend of mine brought his mother-in-law had given him a Wellesley tie. Mm-hmm. That his wife and I both went to Wellesley College, which is an all-women's college. The idea that this guy was going to walk around each thing was just better than the last. It was so funny.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
What a great idea. I love that. I'm going to have to write that one down for the ages and share it with everybody. Well, Liz, later on today, as you may be aware, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is releasing the big reveal. This is a 3+ year investigation led by the Cold Case Posse and Lieutenant Mike Zulu on Barack Obama's birth certificate. In your article, you write that President Obama, boy, somehow has really focused on Donald Trump over this birtherism deal, and he wants payback. Well, I'm curious as to what he's going to do after today for what Sheriff Arpaio has to reveal here, because I've said all along, I mean, Trump seems to be the focus of this, but he wasn't the first one that brought it out, number one. And number two, he wasn't the one that put the birth certificate on the government website. So how does he be the target of all this?
Well, look, I think he, because of his fame and celebrity status, made something that was perhaps kind of an in-the-weeds issue a national issue. All of a sudden, everybody was talking about it when Donald Trump started to talk about whether or not Obama really was a U.S. citizen. And, you know, for all the dismissal of it, and of course everyone now has moved on, I think, pretty much, the truth is there were reasons to question it because, and I don't even know that I'm right about this because I am not someone who's really delved into this at all, but I thought there were issues about visas that were issued and so forth that suggested perhaps he hadn't been born in this country. So I don't think it was just a totally imaginary question.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, obviously, at all what could be revealed about this. But I do know this, that Donald Trump is has walked that back, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Obama, who has a very thin skin, I think, and is angry about this to this date, and perhaps anyone would be, I think basically is kind of now casting over the Trump White House the same kind of cloud that Trump, he feels, cast over his White House, mm-hmm. a sort of thin vein of illegitimacy. And, of course, in this case now, we're talking about the Russians having put their finger on the scale in our election to help elect Donald Trump. My view is that the Russians may well have hacked these emails, which, by the way, only served to confirm the dishonesty and lack of credibility that Hillary Clinton already suffered from amongst
exactly.
voters. But it wasn't to elect Donald Trump, because they, like the rest of the world, I'm sure felt that Hillary Clinton was going to be the winner. Mm-hmm. It was totally to shake up a little bit Hillary Clinton as she entered office. In other words, I assume they thought she'd be elected. Absolutely, everyone in the world did, after all.
Yeah, they're talking 90% chance of winning the election.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what did they do with these leaks? They kind of served notice on Hillary Clinton, who had a running spat with Putin since the 2011 elections, which he called rigged in Russia,
mm-hmm.
and which Putin took great exception to. Basically serving notice to Hillary Clinton that she could be attacked by Russia, that she could be undermined by Russia, and that she should be on her guard. And I thought, and I think any suggestion, I mean, honestly, the media now has taken up this mythology that Trump and his cabinet are pals with Putin. I mean, that's kind of, you know, buddies with Putin. You really have to just kind of laugh. I mean, first of all, they have never made that charge against Obama, even though Obama's the one caught off mic saying to Putin, you know, after the election, I'll have a lot more flexibility. No,
yeah.
As far as I know, no news organization has even asked him what he meant by that.
Exactly. Right.
Also, today in the New York Times, for example, there is this astounding op-ed blaming everyone in the world for the 400,000 dead in Syria, except Obama. Yes, Putin and Assad are closely responsible for what's going on in Syria, but it is Obama that invited Putin into that arena.
Exactly.
And he did it because then he basically abdicated any responsibility for that. So Putin, if you recall, was kind of in the wilderness. He was head of a failed state, or failing state, mm-hmm. but legitimately under tremendous economic pressure, had been alienated by the Western community because of his doings in Crimea. And then basically, Obama gave him this enormous platform to be the arbiter of what goes on in the Middle East. So isn't it astounding that that story is never out there? There's never any kind of commentary about it. And instead, we have it portrayed to the American people that Rex Tillerson, CEO of ExxonMobil, because he did deals like any major oil company would in the second largest oil producer and country in the world,
right.
Russia, is now, you know, another... another indication that how close this Trump White House is going to be to Putin. It is ridiculous, and particularly... If you do any research at all on what Mattis stands for, he, after all, is our Secretary of Defense, violently anti-Russia, mm-hmm. warning about their meddling for many, many months now. The story is so improbable, but and yet it is being repeated with such fervor that, you know, it's beginning to color attitudes. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And the media is once again missing in action on this whole thing. You know, I've maintained, Liz, is that as much as Putin has had his way with the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton's administration saying it would be a continuation of the same, why would Putin want to deal with an unknown factor when he already has somebody in the bag?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It doesn't make sense, but I understand. Appreciate, the insight here. We've got more from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. The big point here is, in addition to what she said about Russia, and its position now in the Middle East. I mean, it's been given a huge footprint now, which it didn't have before, and what that will mean for the Trump administration going forward. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bill Martinez live.
No, no, I want to fix your red under carbonation. Do you want to get rid of my leg muscle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, okay. You love these outtakes from these different movies. And, Liz Peek, we just got back from New York. I love New York at Christmas time. It's so much fun. Couldn't believe this. After all the years, I mean, we've been going to New York almost every Christmas for the last 25 years. Believe it or not, I'm a bit embarrassed to admit this, but I will tell you, I finally had a chance to see the Rockettes. And it was like one of those deals going, what was I thinking? I've been missing this all these years. And what a terrific show. They did such a wonderful job.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah. Well, there's a reason why things like that persist year after year, decade after decade, because it's terrific. Everybody loves it.
And it gets you in the mood, and there's just something, I don't know, something mysteriously magical about New York. 8 million people in that little clump of land there, and the colors, and, you know, all the decorations in the windows and everything, Rockefeller Square and the Christmas tree and that. It just, it's always really special to be in New York at Christmas. So
it is, but don't eat your heart out. It's about 20 degrees.
Well, I know. I was looking at the weather forecast. I'm going, oh, Lord, just keep the Northeaster away from us, because we've hit the Northeaster a couple times, and it'll stand you up pretty straight.
Exactly.
And people say, all you have to do is layer. I go, there's not enough layering for stuff like that. That's like that. And these are the same people, of course, that tell you that a liver tastes good. You just haven't had it prepared right, you know. I'm just saying, that's my theory on it.
Another myth.
Yeah, exactly. It continues. Well, Liz, getting back to Putin and Russia and the footprint that Barack Obama has given to the Russians and Putin, and suddenly has given him new life. How does Donald Trump put that back in the bottle again? Because, I mean, he's taken over a lot of influence here in the Middle East, and I don't think he's going to let go of that, you know, very easily. Do you?
I don't. I think, look, we need to have some vision about our way forward in the Middle East. And I'm assuming that will basically be kind of continuing the proxy war that is going on there. I mean, Americans don't realize it, but Russia is bombing people that are, in effect, part of our forces there, right? In other words, we have trained these so-called Syrian rebels. The Russians are basically trying to kill them. So we are sort of in a deadlocked face-off with Russia in Syria. I suspect we're going to lose that because the Syrian rebels seem to be taking a drubbing everywhere. So my guess is we will kind of revert to trying to keep Iraq in a stable situation, which is probably what our focus should have been all along anyway, and try to basically also bolster the Sunni nations against the Russia-Iran cabal or alliance. But the truth is, you may have a different view. I don't think we've had any vision of what we should be doing in the Middle East, how we should have responded to the Arab Spring. Nearly everything we've done, it seems to me, has been wrong. For example, you know, tossing Mubarak under the bus was a mistake because Egypt now is a supremely unstable place. God knows Turkey has become a major issue. That's not really on our card, I don't think. I think that's more the EU having stiffed them for 20 years as Turkey tried to become a member of the EU. Finally, you know, you ended up with kind of losing the secular underpinnings of Turkish government, which I think is tragic. I actually thought Turkey was such a fantastic country to be sort of an example to all these Arab countries that were revolting, to say, look, you can have a secular society, you can be prosperous, and also allow people their religious freedom, but it need not be incorporated into the government. And that battle is lost in Turkey right now, for sure.
Well, I would agree with your assessment, and it starts off with a vision and a plan. I have found, from my perspective, that we've been too reactive. We've not been proactive. And the whole Arab Spring, it's like as if our officials, you know, our brilliant people that we pay so much money for, like they had no clue what was going on.
Yeah.
And I have maintained, and you and I talked about this a little bit, and I know it's still a bit of a, you know, maybe a distant connect, and it's kind of hard to really put this together, but my sense was the Arab Spring is what led, in a sense, you know, in a sense that it was a populist movement, the Arab Spring,
sure.
where the people just said, hey, boom, let's go. And that populist sentiment went into England. And it crossed over the Atlantic and came to the United States. So there's something about this populist movement and this forgotten man and woman, not only in the United States, but around the world that are starting to stand up and going, hey, you know what? It's not all that wonderful. And
yeah.
so what happens, you know, what does it matter if I die earlier or later? I'm miserable. And
yeah.
enough of this stuff. And they're all saying, hey, I don't want to take this anymore. So I think the populist movement is that, to your point, it's calling for vision. It's calling for leadership. And that's what the international community, that's the opportunity that they have right now, is to put their heads together in a way that this can possibly be assembled and there be a place for this to happen. But right now, when you've got Assad just going, hey, look, he could care less if his, if Syria is going to be totally wiped off the face of the earth and bombed to smithereens.
Yeah.
It's almost like he doesn't care.
And it's just awful. I mean, it's really just horrible. And I think he doesn't care, but what is he going to have left? I mean, city after city totally demolished. It's really horrifying. You may be right. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking, you know, this could be part of the explanation why Xi Jinping in China mm-hmm. has become such a brutal leader. And he really is. I mean, a lot of the freedoms that began to emerge in the last 10 years are being suppressed under Xi Jinping. They're really kind of going backwards to almost a personality cult period like Maoism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
And it may be, that he is concerned that populist movement could show up in China too, because there have been increasing numbers of demonstrations in recent years in China. The economic forward engine in China is beginning to sputter a little bit. They've got a demographic cliff that they're falling off of, too, which is going to really change the prospect of what goes on in that country. So it may be that he feels the safest thing to do is to kind of hunker down and make sure that his rule is inviolate. And, boy, it's not a good thing for the world, but it could be what's going on.
Well, there's no doubt it's a hot spot. And, then, of course, then speaking of China, what they're doing in the South China Sea,
yeah.
militarizing the island there, you know, of course, now they're meddling in the Middle East situation as well. I mean, this does not bode well if we cannot get in front of it. And I think therein lies the opportunity with the Trump administration, because, as you know, Liz, economics can solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's true.
If the economy rises and things, you know, America is prosperous. I mean, just the mere prospect that America looks like it's being born again, and there's about that we're soon to unleash. I say it's this pent up productivity that's been lying dormant and frustrated for the last 10 years. If given the opportunity, some of these regulations eliminated, Obamacare eliminated, I mean, the growth, the super growth of small business and the economy, we're starting to look at GDP numbers that could be 3-5%, I believe.
Well, you just don't know, but there's certainly plenty of capacity in the economy. There is, you know, every indicator since the election has shown that people are more optimistic. They're kind of ready to get on with their business. And that is actually what makes me kind of crazy about the Democrats doubling down on fake news conspiracies, Russia conspiracies. I think the country's really ready to move forward, and they really want to go backwards. So, you know, once again, I think they're out of step, and man, they have really cost themselves dearly in the last 8 years by being out of step. As you know, they're just a fraction of the party that they were. Now they can
exactly.
come back, and Trump's got to deliver.
Right.
And
Liz, I've been saying we need the Democrats to come back. This is the United States of America.
Yeah.
We need their involvement, and they need to get their act together so they can do their share of the heavy lifting that's going to be required in the coming years.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm right with you. Liz Peake, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. As always, Liz, thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
You too. 29 after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like it. It's all about you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Cody McGregor is with us right now. He is the National Outreach Director for Concerned Veterans of America. In 1999, Cody had enlisted in the Army as an infantryman directly out of high school upon graduation from basic training and the U.S. Army Airborne School. He was assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division, where he quickly deployed to Egypt in support of an international peacekeeping mission. Upon his return to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Cody ascended to the rank of sergeant, was selected to become part of his scout reconnaissance platoon, where he earned a position as a sniper. Following the 9/11 attacks on our country, Cody's unit was deployed to Afghanistan. There, Cody continued his service as a sniper and a squad leader, providing strategic support in dozens of complex missions along the Afghan-Pakistani border. Cody graduated with honors from the University of Texas with a bachelor's degree in government. Cody, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be back with you this morning.
Hey, we appreciate that the CVA, the Concerned Veterans for America, have been at the vanguard of improving the Department of Veterans Affairs and keeping the light turned up big time on this. What is your perspective on what's going on in terms of the selection for a new VA secretary?
You know, I wish I was a fly on the room in some of those conversations because the Department of Veterans Affairs is in shambles. You know, you've got 500,000 veterans that wait 30 days or more to see a doctor. And we're not talking about an agency that's underfunded here. You know, this is the second largest agency in the federal government with a budget of $182 billion and 300,000 employees. And so we're really hoping that the selection for the Secretary of VA is somebody that understands that the system's got to be shaken up. We've got to allow those individuals that aren't doing their job to be fired. And we've got to, you know, Bob McDonald, we had such high hopes for him when he came in after the scandal in 2014, bringing his private sector career and his military career. And we were hoping that leadership would come through. And he rolled out a program called My VA. And all the staff at the VA hospitals wore these stickers that said My VA. Well, it's the veterans VA.
Yeah.
And we've got to start putting veterans first. And we're hopeful that the next secretary will do so.
Is it a systemic issue? We've been talking about this, Cody, for quite a while, and it appears to be more a systemic issue, and it's hard to root that out. You can have good leadership and be hopeful, you know, such as what you just explained with Bob McDonald, but it is overwhelming when you talk about all the employees involved with the VA and a system that says, hey, we're going to operate this you know, in a certain way. Boy, that takes a lot of tenacity and leadership and support to uproot this kind of well-entrenched program. Like you say, with the second largest budget, that can have a tendency to, you know, develop a lot of the wrong things in philosophy. And it seems the VA is victim to that. What do you say?
Bill, you're exactly right. I mean, you look at, you know, the fact that there are individuals that are career VA employees that, they're comfortable with maintaining the status quo. They're comfortable with just kind of going through their day-to-day operations, not rocking the boat so that they can get invited to, you know, cocktail hours in Washington, D.C. and be a part of the Easter egg roll at the White House. And they've kind of just kind of maintained the status quo. And so it's going to take a strong leader, somebody who understands that we've got to be taking care of veterans. And we've also got to be responsible with taxpayer dollars. I mean, you think about, you know, for an example, there's a VA hospital in Aurora, Colorado that's still not done. It was projected to be a $328 million project. It's now $1.7 billion. So, you know, accountability is key. And on top of that is giving veterans choice. You know, I think if we can start giving veterans choice, allowing them to go to Dr. Smith down the street if they so choose, or allow them to go to the VA if they're having a good experience there, will, I think, eliminate some of the wait times. And it'll start making the VA have to compete with private sector, and that's going to increase increase the quality of care and shorten the wait list.
Well, this is the problem when you have a government-run healthcare program. I mean, is it any wonder with Obamacare that a lot of the problems with Obamacare sound very similar to what has been happening at the VA?
That's exactly right. I mean, you look at just the simple fact, Bill, that try to find somewhere in the outside of the Department of Veterans Affairs or in the civilian world where you have your insurance company housed inside of your hospital. I mean, that's prime real estate for scandal and corruption. And so we're advocating for a couple of things. One, to break that payer and provider system apart. There's some legislation out there that starts to do that. The Caring for Our Heroes in the 21st Century Act does that and gives veterans choice. And so, I mean, you're exactly right. We've got to break this thing apart. Give veterans choice, and then really start taking care of those individuals that have sacrificed for this country.
Well, what always bothers me in this kind of situation when you see these systemic issues, you look at it, because I've been a businessman just about all my life. I mean, even going back to when I was 8 years old, you know, selling door to door as a little kid, you know. And there are just some things that are intrinsically wrong and that promote all the wrong things. I mean, you know, when you have an organization that's more concerned about its job and longevity, you know, you have a tendency to produce a kind of a mediocre culture. And that's the thing that's astounding to me, because I feel for the other people who are there associated with the VA that are hardworking, that go in, that want to produce excellent results, and they're constantly banging their heads into the inability and the stubbornness and, you know, the fixed nine-dot paradigm that the VA is operating out of, that is not producing the results, and especially for the kind of money that's being invested with the people's money. That's the thing, and you alluded to this just a moment ago, Cody. This is the people's money. This is our money that we're investing on behalf of, for our heroes, our modern day heroes that all America. I mean, you pull America. Yes, let's take care of our vets. What the heck is going on here? They're so frustrated when they hear about this. So maybe it's Donald Trump. Maybe it's the new secretary can come in with the support of the White House that says, okay, we're going to clean this up. And it's not only a problem with the VA, but it has to do with an attitude throughout government, as you noted. It's more about, hey, am I going to be able to be accepted at the cocktail parties, the Beltway cocktail parties and the reindeer games that, the ruling elite put on? Am I going to be part of the inner circle, or am I more concerned about the people and their investment and the veterans who we're supposed to serve?
That's exactly right. And, there are some great people that work at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And unfortunately, under the current system, you look at last year, the VA doled out $177 million in bonuses. And many of those bonuses went to individuals that had manipulated wait times, trying to game the system so they could get a few thousand dollars in their pocket, not thinking about the lives that were impacted. And so they're doling out these bonuses. They're rewarding poor behavior. And, all of that said, I think it's so hypocritical for so many politicians out there. When Secretary McDonald compared the wait times at the VA to that of a family getting on a ride in Disneyland, so many politicians ran to Twitter and Facebook to blast him for those comments. Well, those very politicians have the ability to change things by getting legislation passed that empowers leaders to, one, protect whistleblowers at the VA, and two, pass some legislation that gets things turned around. And so we're really hopeful that going into 2017, these politicians that have campaigned on, as you said, everyone wants to fix the VA, and it's a great talking point for politicians out on the trail. And we're going to hold them accountable here going into 2017.
But Cody, isn't that ridiculous? I mean, this is what mainstream America, goes crazy over, going, wait a minute, you need an act of Congress to get people just to do their job? I mean, that's not the way it works in the real world. I mean, I got to do my job. If I don't do my job and produce, I'm fired. You got to go through all this red tape in order to get people to do what you're paying them for. What's wrong with this picture?
I mean, that's exactly right. You lose a lot of common sense when you get up to Washington, D.C. and catch that Potomac fever. And we're hopeful that we can get things turned around and the new administration will get some people in place that can actually make some changes.
Cody, we got more to talk about on the other side of the break. Cody McGregor is with us. This is Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour at B Martinez Live. Let us know your thoughts. Get involved in the conversation. Let us know who's on your short list for the VA secretary position. Cody McGregor is with us. He's the National Outreach Director for the Concerned Veterans of America. Cody, let's talk about the CVA shortlist. Do they have a shortlist for a VA secretary who they think could make a difference?
You know, we're not naming any names. We're not advocating for one person or the other. We're really just continuing to pound the drum to revamp the VA and not privatize the VA, but revamp it in the sense that it gives veterans choice. You know, there's some legislation. We were just on Capitol Hill a couple weeks ago. In 2 days, we had meetings with over, I think, 100 lawmakers in the House and the Senate talking about some legislation, the VA Accountability First and Appeals Modernization Act, which really revamps the system, gives veterans choice, protects whistleblowers. And so our approach is really to continue to push good legislation through members of Congress and hope that the administration picks somebody that can toe the line on getting things done at the VA.
Cody, it would seem that the inherent system, and we touched on this in the first segment here, is so well established, the nine-dot paradigm of incompetence for the VA, and that may sound harsh, and I don't mean to be so harsh for the people that are involved in working hard. I mean, because there is, you know, there are many good things that the Veterans Affairs has done. I mean, in terms of research, I mean, they have an incredible research department, the advancements they're doing. So there are some things that are being done here, but the bottom line is put that out and just say, hey, are you doing better? Is the VA, since that big scandal of 2014, have we come up with some solutions, or did we just kind of, as you say, just turned it into a shell game? We just kind of moved the peanut into another shell that right now isn't getting a lot of attention.
I mean, that's exactly right. You know, there are three reasons, really, why change hasn't happened at the VA. You've got left-wing ideologues that love currently is the VA healthcare is socialized entirely controlled government union. You've got big unions that love the fact they control the dues monies of 300,000 plus employees, and you've got the bureaucrats that are just quite frankly addicted to the power of controlling veterans' healthcare. Mm-hmm. And as long as those three things are intact, it's going to be nearly impossible to get things changed. And so we're hopeful that, you know, these shell games where they remove someone from one VA hospital and slide them to another, saying they removed them. They did remove them from the hospital, but they just shipped them down to Texas or to Arizona.
Because you can't fire them. Yeah, for whatever reason, we just can't fire them. I mean, it seems to me, Cody, if I can interrupt just a second, is that what comes to mind immediately is you almost need somebody like a Betsy DeVos taking over education. She has broadened out the ideas and thinking. Let's put the students first. Let's think about what works best for them. Charter schools. Let's talk about school vouchers, that sort of thing. And this is basically what the CVA has suggested time and again, and whose time has gone way past due. I mean, it's clear the current system cannot handle vets. I mean, and you and I haven't even touched upon the suicide rate of vets still at 20 plus a day. That's unconscionable. And we're not saying, we're not blaming all that on the VA, but you did have a situation recently where you had a vet go to the VA, and he just got fed up and tired of waiting in line and being passed around. But this is socialized medicine, and it goes out into the parking lot and commits suicide.
I mean, that's exactly right, and it's, you know, it's a tragic thing, and it's a tragic number. And, you know, the only way to get this done, Bill, is to continue to pound the drum. I know you talk about it all the time. Unfortunately, some of the, you know, TV, media, they love to, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. And if a scandal pops up, they talk about it for 2 minutes. And then next thing, they're off to Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've got to, as a country, you know, I think this was a big wake up. This last election was a big wake up call. And I'm hopeful that all those individuals that got engaged that maybe haven't been engaged as much as they have been for this election will stay engaged, continue to keep the pressure on these elected officials, Republicans and Democrats, so we can actually get things done at the VA and quite frankly across government where we can be more accountable to taxpayers and we can take care of those that have served this country.
Well, that's what I was suggesting here with education with Betsy DeVos, is that it seems like similar things that education has been dealing with is what the VA has been dealing with. And too many areas and sectors of government, because you seem to have this common driving force and operating system within all the bureaucracy. And at the very core of this, I mean, I'll call it out for what it is, it's these government unions. They promote mediocrity. Everything is leveled off. And I know that sounds harsh, ladies and gentlemen, but this is what I'm looking at from my purview. I have never been able to work in an organization that just said, hey, look at, only work, to this level. I mean, every day I had goals. I was measured based on those goals. I was held accountable, and I had to hold my staff accountable. But yet in government, we look at there and it's just like, it's no big deal. If you got a problem here, because we've got to protect your job somehow, I don't know how they justify that, but they're just so important and significant, even though they've so poorly produced on behalf of we the people, we send them to Arizona, or we send them to Colorado or some other facility so that they can reproduce their incompetence there. How does that make sense?
That's exactly right. And I think one of the things that happens when you get to Washington, D.C., and you get to some of the headquarters where these big government unions are, they forget that money isn't just printed in a basement in D.C. You know, that money is earned across this country by hardworking Americans that want to see those dollars put to good use. And that's, I think they lose touch with that. And they lose touch that we're not talking about numbers here. We're talking about lives and families. And so, you know, hopefully shows like you and our mission at Concerned Veterans for America, we can continue to pound the drum and shine a light on these issues so we can actually get real reforms passed.
Well, Cody, I think of the people working, again, with the VA. I mean, I can't imagine somebody goes to college and says, hey, I'm going to go work for government and I'm going to go find some mediocre job and just kind of just you know, wait it out and, you know, just kind of go through the motions and get my regular raises and, hey, look, if I scan the system good enough, then I can get a bonus here because that's what these knuckleheads are doing. So that's the rules of play. If the rules of play game the system and this is what they promote, well, guess what you're going to get? More of the same. There's no reason for them to change. There's no incentive for them to change. And, you know, what I'm concerned about is people are going to look at Donald Trump and expect Donald Trump to be in much the same way like Barack Obama. You know, we hire Barack Obama because we say, hey, look, we get the first black president. You know, we'll have to, you know, we can put this racial stuff behind us once and for all. It's too big a job. It's not going to be done by, you know, one person, you know, Barack Obama healing, you know, the racial divide in our country any more than Donald Trump is going to heal this chronic incompetence and mediocrity.
I mean, that's exactly right. You know, and the unfortunate thing is, though, I've had the chance over the last couple of years to meet some doctors and some other practitioners at VA hospitals. And some of those folks are incredibly talented. They could be making so much more money in the private sector, but they didn't serve their country in uniform. And so this is how they're serving. And it's an incredible service and sacrifice on their part to put that aside and come work at the VA. And everyone gets the blanket term that nothing's working at the VA. And so I want to be clear that there are some great, great people that work in some of the departments of Veterans Affairs around hospitals around the country. And we've got to eliminate those that aren't doing their jobs, that are making a bad name for these patriots that are taking care of our heroes when they come home.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to some of the mental health stuff. You know, we talked about suicide rates and once a veteran gets in and gets the right counseling and gets to these individuals, it's amazing. But, you know, you can have the best care in the world, but if you die in line trying to get it, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, and I agree with you, Scott, and that's why I'm concerned. I almost sound so cynical, but I'm frustrated. Again, I think of all the people involved, whether it's our heroes coming in to be service, I'm sorry, I said Scott, I meant Cody. Cody, that, you know, it's just frustrating to me to see all this, human potential and, you know, people that really have a heart in the right place, but they're not supported because the system itself is dysfunctional. And we really need to attack the system, I believe, not necessarily the people, and, you know, kind of give it an opportunity. I believe that if you get the incompetence out of the way, the people, by virtue of their own goodness to a certain degree, will help heal the problem, don't you think?
I do. And, you know, think about the even bigger picture, the 100,000-foot view. So we see headline after headline, story after story of veterans dying in line, veterans not being taken care of. What do you think the 15- and 16-year-old kids, men and women out there, think when they see how our veterans are taken care of when they come home? And so you start thinking about the big picture here. Are they going to want to enlist when they see how we're treating these heroes when they come home? And so this is a major issue that I think we've got to get our arms around. And we're frustrated, but we're working hard at Concerned Veterans for America to try to get this thing turned around.
Well, Cody, to you and the CVA, congratulations. Keep up the great hard work. We're going to partner with you as we continue to work together. As we know, CVA has been at the forefront of the fight for a better Department of Veterans Affairs. President-elect Trump's upcoming pick for the next VA secretary will be critical to the effort to reform the VA once and for all. We can only hope so. Cody McGregor, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great day, buddy.
Hey, thanks for keeping up the fight on the airwaves.
You got it, buddy. All right. Just a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get